Describe your rehearsal processes. How was valuable time divided and allocated?
For this piece of work?
Yes, that's...
Okay. Or in general?
Okay, let's talk in general first.
Okay, yeah. All right. In general, before I start rehearsal, when I commit to a project, I would normally take time out for my research. And research for me would be to read up and to understand the notion from different perspective before I tackle the real issue itself, simply because I need to remove myself from being stereotyped with whatever the notion or the theme that I'm exploring. Hence, when I come back and I start working with the bodies, I'm visiting the bodies from different perspective. It could be from fine art, it could be from the performing arts in terms of theatrical, in terms of sculpture or three-dimensional artwork. Hence, leveling between what is 2D and 3D that could best relate to what I would like to interpret in the theme in general. With regards to the time factor for my creative process, in this case, the research itself would play the first initial part of it. Then it would be the exploration itself with my own in the studio, breaking my body down so that each part of my body actually explores different aspects of the researches that I've gathered, and then occasionally involving the dancers, and only then would I explore further with the dancers. So this is actually the first part of the time. The second part of the time for me would then be while exploring the dancers to keep a certain percentage of my thoughts open so that then I can gel or join the two sections of my own personal understanding of what I've researched on, working in relevant to the materials that the dancers have come up with, hence allowing the dancers to speak and for myself to be involved. And hence, if you ask me in terms of to shorten the whole entire understanding of how I separate time, would be, if I may say, a 50-50 process, and it will work towards the final deadline of the presentation itself.